Thank you, Beth.
There we go.
There we go. So we're starting the meeting at 6:02 at 2:11:25 on February 11th. I'm here. Eileen?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
All members are accounted for except for Kelly, who has a medical emergency. Public in attendance is Curtis from Highland, and the Hearts and the Mullets. Does anyone have a question about the consent agenda and the approval of the board summary from the previous meeting at 1:14:2025? If not, can I get a motion to approve the board summary from that meeting?
I'll make a motion, we approve.
Second.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis, that is now rejoining the festivities. Curtis, would you like to give your monthly water report?
Sure. The main project that we're working on right now, aside from handling the freezing temperatures, Cody took care of a lot of that in January, is the meter splicing. So we had a few days of preparation, and then the crew went out last Thursday and did splicing. I want to say we got 6 addresses done. It was either five or six. So five?
Five, I think, yeah.
Okay. So then 5 done and 3 or 4 open holes ready to go again. So we're scheduling the next day of preparation on Thursday, and then next week we'll be back out with the crew to do some more splicing. So hopefully we'll get another 5 or better. And that's the majority of what we're working on these days, is trying to get the meter spliced in.
Okay, what do you need more addresses then?
I have to follow up with Mel. He was the one leading the crew on Thursday. He's trying to take this project over. He's doing a pretty great job.
Right. So then, I think I gave Nate 3 more. Well, 4 more addresses. He got one of those done.
Okay.
There's 2 open holes. There's one we couldn't find, or they couldn't find. But they've got then 3 addresses to start.
Okay.
And 2 prepped holes. So
cool. So on average, they can uncover about 3 in a day, give or take how difficult they are. So sometimes more, sometimes less.
Right.
And then splicing, one guy can do about 5 to 6 in a day, depending on how easy they are. So if we've got 3 addresses, that's probably enough for a day. But if you have more that you're able to send our way, just in case they go easily.
Well, I can, but we're getting down to a lot of kind of tricky ones that I definitely need to meet them and say, look, there's this going on here or something, you know.
Okay. Well, I know Mel has been reaching out every day that we go out, either with the VAC or to splice. So I hope that's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, so that's the majority of it. I have to catch up with Mel on the addresses and the serial numbers, but he's keeping track of all that for me. And helping make sure we don't get our wires crossed. So he's actually able to go out on site and make sure the guys are where they need to be.
Right. And then I mentioned to Nate about getting photo documentation of the service lines.
Okay.
And he didn't seem to be familiar with that. So, but hopefully he did that, because we have to continue doing that for all of our meters.
Okay. Yeah, we can, I say we should have already been doing it, but I can double check.
Okay.
At least when we go out splicing, we're supposed to record what the service lines are.
Right.
Aside from that, system's in great shape.
Right. Spring flows are still
there
up.
Was that one, I think it's 165 4th Street, that we double checked to make sure that the splice we did wasn't leaking, just because of some weird circumstances with the house. And after digging it back up, sure enough, it wasn't leaking.
No, I was there. I saw it.
Okay. Yep. Say, and you sent me an email, but just for the rest of the board.
Yeah, right. So we pass that information on to the owners, homeowners, and they got some work to do.
Those meters work really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I was glad to see that actually.
Are there any questions for me? Anything else I can help the board with?
Oh, one little thing. They did do some cleanup on Gladys, but they did miss some things.
Okay.
Opposite, let's see, that would be 6750. There's a sheet of, or quarter sheet of plywood and an old concrete box and lid there still.
Okay.
They got the one spot done, but this is down the street, another few couple houses down.
Okay. I'll have the guys clean it up when they're there on Thursday.
Okay.
I don't have anything for Curtis.
Okay, cool. I'll say if there's nothing else, then I'll take my leave.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you,
My
Curtis.
pleasure,
Okay.
anytime.
Have a good
Thank
evening.
you. You as well.
Lisa, I just had a text from Kelly. She's having trouble with Zoom.
I'm
Yeah.
She's here.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you are now.
Yeah.
That's how you fix things. You say they aren't working, and then all of a sudden they are.
Oh, they made me install an update before I could come on.
Well, welcome, Kelly. We're glad to have you.
Thanks.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
All right. Okay. Our financial situation as of January 31st, 2025, our general fund checking account is at $123,124.05. Total deposits were $65,610.70. On my report, I put in an extra line for non-grand deposits, which were $15,610.70. The 65,000 is because of the $50,000 grant check from the county. And we had a total withdrawals of $14,743.51. Community center account is unchanged at $422.79. The reserve fund account is at $107,861.35 with total deposits of $431.87. Our system development fund is at $94,030.20 with total deposits of $376.49. All bank accounts reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance is in minus 13,871. Our QuickBooks current assets are $311,975.39. Our accounts payable at this point is $11,391.83. And that we haven't received the current Highland bill, so that's the time and materials for December and a base fee for January. Although I think that's the old base fee, right, Eileen?
It's the base fee for January.
Yeah,
It's
the
for the invoice that we haven't received yet, Beth.
right, but it's at the 1635 amount. not the new amount they want.
I didn't know that did that change?
Oh yeah, it's an extra 20% they added on to it. That's an extra $237.
That's right. It was a 20% across the board.
Yeah. So
Okay.
that's what those totals are from the accounts receivable report for you. I didn't add that 237 in. So that's the treasurer's report.
I'll have to edit that base rate for January then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I totally forgot about that 20%.
Well,
I wish they'd.
technically, we were working without a contract, so technically, they can't be charging us until we sign it and execute it and everything.
That might be. So we might want to just do the 1635, and that's probably why Peg was wanting to get that contract so they could invoice us.
Yeah, so technically we're not allowed to charge more until it's executed by us and by them, and then we'll start paying it. So they'll have to prorate it for half the month or whatever it is to make it good.
Well, we'll deal with that, I guess, when they come.
Okay.
So,
Okay, I'm just going to leave it alone then, and I'm going to cut a check for 1635 and the balance from December. So, okay.
right.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions for Beth?
Well, I haven't seen the bill, so I don't know that I can vote to pay on them. And I can't get my other computer to work to take a look at them.
Well, we can let you know what they are. I mean, they're, of course, our utilities, which are always there. Civil West Engineering was $546.50. There's the, we already talked about the Highland bill last month, or the month December time and materials, and
Yeah, it was all meter installed,
it
so
was all meters
yeah.
installed. We also had an $80, we need an $80 check for the Secretary of State for the audit. And then the rest are all of our normal utilities
Okay.
in Gusto.
Yeah. So nothing out of the ordinary, Kelly. All right. And you know what? I'm trying to get two screens on the computer. I'll see if I can do it. So thank you, Bill, for reading that out to me. Well, I'll motion to approve the bills or to that point.
A second.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
Beth,
Yes.
motion passes. Now, can I get a bill, a motion to pass the treasurer and office report?
I'll motion to approve.
I'll
I'll
second.
second it.
Okay, which one?
The treasurer and office report?
No, I mean you both said I'll second at the same time. So shall I take Lisa this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa.
Tracy, you're muted.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is update on FEMA and what is our plan B?
All right, so I pinged Shannon yesterday. He got back to me right away. He does expect, optimistically, to hear from them this week. And he told me he'd let me know as soon as possible. You know, as soon as he hears something, he'd let us know. So, I mean, there's certainly no wind of negativity coming out of them. So I'm
Amazing.
pleased to know that. But we don't have any final grant yet. We'll see if we get it this week. That'd be awesome if we did. Plan B, I'm not sure what someone means by Plan B. I'm assuming
If we don't
maybe.
get the money, that's what I.
Yeah, I think that we should wait to get a net no before we figure out. I mean, it's not going to really matter time-wise. What Plan B is. I agree with you, Kelly. We need to have a Plan B, and I think we can do that, but let's wait till we get a no before we start putting up proposals on what the what the alternatives are to FEMA, right? Does that make sense?
Yes,
I agree.
Yeah, I would
Let's
agree.
give them another, month. They say in a week, so hopefully by next month we have a clear yes or no.
So far in the grant world, there is no problem with FEMA. There's no notices out for them. There is an executive order that has been handed down, and a lot of
Rescinded.
people are going to court to fight it, a lot of universities, the states, everything like that. So we have pushback from everyone about Mr. Trump's initiatives. And so FEMA has not said a word. They're still going forward. They're not one of the agencies that OSU is worried about, so yet.
And I haven't heard anything about I'm going after the EPA, which is our business Oregon loan too, so amazingly. So yeah, I'd say we just wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly can all be thinking about what potential options are. I certainly have a thought of my own. But there's, it's almost like I don't think we need to decide, and I think it's going to be quite a few things that we have to consider and discuss if we do get a no. So
Yeah, that would.
definitely, I would encourage everyone to be thinking about what they think's the best path forward if we have to go to a plan B. So that we're prepared, and maybe it needs to be just a, a definitive discussion topic, or maybe even a second meeting, Kelly, next month if we don't, if we get a no from FEMA.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to take, brainstorming and probably, a good amount of time for us to discuss those possibilities.
Yeah, and even, what's feasible if we can't do both parts of the projects?
Right.
What's feasible about the Business Oregon?
Yeah, and we might even want to have Civil West in on that discussion, right?
Oh, I think we definitely would.
Right. So it's probably should be a, if we get a no from FEMA, then I probably think we need to have a project meeting that includes Civil West. But we certainly should be, potentially planning for that, at least thinking about what would we do.
So, Civil West, have we given them the go ahead to start
No, not yet.
the
We had to get approval
nothing?
from Becky. So if we want to jump to that agenda item, I'm happy to do that.
Up next, yeah.
Okay, so we got yesterday final approval from Becky on the Civil West proposal. They're waiting for that contract. Eileen, thank you for digging that up in the signature page. And then Becky still had a question about the validity of it. Because, we signed that contract back in 2021 and it was a 3-year contract, but there is a clause in that contract that says if no one terminates, then it's still valid. So once I pointed that out to Becky, she was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then the only other final thing that she wanted on that task order one proposal was that every line item had to be does not exceed. And so Tim put a wording clause in the on that cost page that she was happy with. So yesterday she approved it. So it's now approved. Obviously Lisa needs to sign it. We had already agreed to. Now, there have been some changes throughout. We're on revision 5 of that proposal now. And there have been some changes, some on and off, things coming on, things going off. Oh, that we didn't mean to take that off, yada, yada, yada. So if you all want to look at that again, you can, but we have already approved Civil West way back when to move forward with Task Order 1, both in the design of the system and the bidding. We did not include construction project management in that first proposal. So we really have been a past board meeting already approved that. But Lisa needs to sign it. Becky needs a copy of it. And then we need to give them the green light. Now, of course, the question with that Civil West will have is, can we start designing the whole system? Because that's what they want to do. They don't want to piecemeal the design. They want to just design the system from the ground up, which means both the Task Order 1 and Task Order 2, which is the FEMA portion. So, if anything, that's the conversation we need to have. At this point, they are approved to do Task Order 1. Lisa needs to sign that. We need to get a copy to Becky on that, but they are approved of it. They're approved from the board, they're approved from Business Oregon, and we could get them started on that portion of this project, of this design project. But their first question back to us is going to be, can we, can we design the whole system at once?
But what we did approve last month was up to I think it was $93,000, and we can't exceed that because we don't have any more system management, I mean system development funds, and that's what we'd have to be using
For the FEMA portion.
Right. We have 94,000 of that, right, Kelly?
Yeah, so we'd have to stop at that point because
Yeah, and
or maybe before.
yes,
Yeah, or maybe before.
definitely before. I
Yeah.
would definitely want to stop before that.
So that's certain we could certainly talk about like right now and say, okay, do we want to give them the green light on both Task Order 1 and Task Order 2, but say that they are limited on the time they can spend on Task Order 2 to stay within, $70,000 or something like that. I don't know. That's
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I would agree to that.
I would too.
All right. Then I'll make a motion that we give Civil West the green light to move forward with design on Task Order 1 and Task Order 2. Task Order 1 being fully funded already by Oregon Business, Task Order 2 to be funded up to $70,000 out of our system development funds. And if FEMA doesn't come through before that 70,000 is used up, then a decision will have to be made from there as to how, where we go from there. So that's my motion, that we give Civil West the green light to start design with the constraint of they can't spend more than 70,000 on task order 2.
Yeah, and here's the thing though that concerns me a little bit. If we didn't get the FEMA funding for the mains and the tank, and yet we spent money on the design for something we didn't have the money to build, then that is kind of like money.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Kelly, but here's the reality of it. We need to replace all of that. The whole system does need to be replaced in order to ensure longevity for this community. So, really, I don't think it would be wasted funds. We would then just have to figure out where we get the remaining funds to finish that design of Task Order 2.
And build it.
Yeah, and potentially build it. I mean, I'd like to have a discussion with Civil West about. And this is again, I'm so hoping that FEMA comes through this month. But that's again, if that doesn't come through, then yes, we have to decide, can we do task order 1, which is all the other infrastructure, and fit it somehow into our existing tanks, so that's just a discussion we're going to have if we come up against a no from FEMA.
Okay.
Right, yeah, and I think the design for it will keep. So if we have to look for funds elsewhere and piecemeal things, that design will keep. as far as the tanks and the mains, and it's they have to
Right.
design it all kind of at once, at least initially anyway.
Right. Now I would suggest that potentially, I want to review Task Order 1 and the changes Tim has made. I want Task Order 1 and Task Order 2 to be as compliant with each other, as mirrored with each other as can be. So the wording that Tim put in Task Order 1 because of Oregon Business requirement of do not exceed funding language, I'd like to see that in Task Order 2 as well.
Okay, but have we even, I don't recall seeing recently a revision of these documents. Did
We
we?
can send out the latest revision to everybody, Beth.
What?
I can send out the revision to everybody. I'm keeping email traffic down. It's only
Right.
been Becky, myself, and Lisa on. I haven't even, I just finally added Tim because Becky has some questions that I couldn't answer. So, yeah, it's there and I can send it out. So we can wait until we get everyone's feedback, or we can still have a little more discussion about, but I just like this idea of, if FEMA's not going to do what Oregon Business is doing for us in terms of reviewing these contracts, and we're kind of on our own with reviewing these proposals, I'd like to kind of, ride off of their requirements and apply those also to task order two. Does that make sense?
I
Yeah.
agree, Teresa.
It
Yeah.
shouldn't be a problem. I mean, we didn't get any pushback from Civil West to put the do not succeed clause in there for task order one. So I don't expect any kind of pushback from them for task order two at all.
Right. So you'd want to add that to the motion if we're going to
Yeah, you're
do a
right,
motion.
Beth. It was like not, it was like an afterthought, but not really an afterthought. So yeah, so with that, with approving, so in the motion, we're going to approve Civil West to move forward with task order one, and we're also going to approve they move forward with ask to task order two with two revisions. One being that they cannot spend more than $70,000 on task order two without our official agreement. So it says that in the contract with them anyways. And the second being that they would update task order two to include the do not exceed clauses.
Yeah. I like it. I'll second the motion.
Is there any more discussion before we vote? Seeing none. Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Teresa, you'll just have to make sure I get the final document so I can print it so Lisa can sign it. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
So we can
Absolutely.
have a copy
I'll
in the
start
office.
that email dialogue with Tim. He's so great about responding like immediately. I hear from him within 24 hours every time. So I will reread task order one and, make sure I identify all the areas that have anything to do with do not exceed in task order one and ask him to apply those to task order two. That should give us a second revision of task order two. So the current revisions of those doc of those proposals is for task order one, it's going to be revision five, and for task order two, it's going to be revision two.
And
So,
you'll
once I
mail.
get them, I will copy everybody on them so everybody has those. And Lisa, then you can print those pages, Eileen, for Lisa to sign, and then we can get task order one sent back to Becky signed.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, we've had a
Okay.
lot of dialogue with Oregon Business to try and get Task Order 1 approved. So, it's kind of a lesson learned for us here. It's taken us like 2 months. Initially, first, it was not on Becky's radar. Once it got on Becky's radar, there was some problem in their system. It wasn't being tagged as a project, so she didn't even know she had to look for anything. And so, but once we got that resolved, then she's been very quick to respond,
Good.
whenever I've pinged her. And so it's been a lot of back and forth because she wanted changes to the document, but otherwise she's been very engaged. So I'm
Well,
happy to.
Teresa, we certainly appreciate you taking this on, Teresa. So,
Well,
yeah,
all I have
so.
to say is God is good because I woke up Monday morning. I'm like, I gotta ping everybody. I just have to ping everybody. It all worked out.
Good, good.
Next on the agenda is the proposals and costs for office equipment.
I think we kind of already approved this.
Well, not officially because, and I respected that. Beth
Oh.
wanted us to have a specific number of
Okay.
what we were going
Didn't
to
vote on
approve for the
no.
changes
Vote
for the
on it.
next
There was a
term.
motion and a second, but then we postponed the vote until we had a
Right.
better number.
Thanks, Kelly. That's right.
Okay.
Right. So I think, well, everyone got the last emails on this. So we're looking at another, I think, another all-in-one. Does
I think
anybody
so, Beth.
have any other impressions? The difference between there's two of them. Eileen was looking at one and I was looking at the other, and there's a difference in the monitor size and the hard drive size. But
Yeah.
they're
What's the difference in the hard drive?
Well, the 24-inch monitor has a 1 terabyte hard drive, and the 27-inch has a 512 gigabyte.
It's only like $7 to $10 more for the 1 terabyte one.
Yeah, but it's a smaller monitor. I opted for the
Oh.
larger monitor because
Yeah,
oh.
I
we're
agree.
not even using
Right.
hardly any of the hard drive. We've
Yep.
got the documents are all on Microsoft OneDrive, so
Yeah.
I agree. The trade-off is the size of the monitor. Definitely go with the bigger monitor.
I would think so, unless Eileen doesn't, she's the one who's been sitting in
Yeah.
front of that. If you
No,
said,
I agree. I don't know what size that monitor is that I'm looking at right now, but I mean, I think. Well, I'd have to measure it, but I think probably the one that you found, Beth, the 27-inch monitor with the 512 gigabyte, that's going to be fine.
right, they both have,
All in one.
yeah, everything else is exactly the same on them. So okay, so that's that price today is basically $830.
Right. Yep. It's free shipping.
Right. They're having their sale. We better get it before some tariffs increase the price or something.
God, we laugh, but it ain't so funny. But anyway, yes, I agree.
Sometimes you gotta laugh though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
we
gotta laugh. No crying allowed.
No.
And Eileen, you volunteered to order it?
Yeah, I'll order it. I'll
Okay.
put it on my card, so yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion that they then we purchase that one as noted in the emails.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
Yeah,
A
I'll
second.
second that. Whoops. I'm gonna second it, yes.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Beth,
Yes.
do we want to talk about the check scanner?
I certainly think it would be a good idea to get the check scanner. The price may fluctuate a little bit depending on what we have in the checking account, but it's probably realistically not going to run us more than probably $27, $28 a month, if that. Do you agree, Beth? And right now, when we have over 100,000 in the bank, it's not going to cost us anything. So, and I just think it would make things so much more convenient to get the checks, run them through the check scanner. They're in the bank. You don't have to go to town and
They
sit
don't
in
have to be hauled
line.
around and
I just think it would make things a lot easier. And more people are signing up for ACH, which has been really nice. So, but we still have got, checks that we have to deposit. So. And I think if we get a new computer in there, it's just going to be easy. We've already got a good internet service, so it'll just be a nice be able to streamline it a little bit.
Right, well, let's do it then. I make a motion we go with the check scanner.
Second.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
Beth,
Yes.
motion passes. Next on the agenda is the discussion of the office staff position and steps needed to recruit another Eileen.
I am irreplaceable.
I know you are.
Well, I put together a job description and send it out to everybody. I think Teresa suggested maybe we do an email broadcast. Maybe.
Email for what?
Job
No.
description, Eileen. Remember, I kind of suggested that you might put a job description together. Were you able to do that?
Yeah, she sent it out.
She emailed it.
Oh, wow. I missed that. Sorry.
That's okay.
It was in a response email.
Okay, I'll look for
It's in the response to the Kelly's email
Agenda.
agenda.
Oh, the agenda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
had trouble
okay.
finding it because it was tucked in there.
Oh, I know. It's just buried. It's in
Oh,
the.
I'll resend it.
Yeah, do you mind resending it just as a standalone?
Yeah, that'd be
Sure.
great. Thanks, Eileen.
It's
Just
so hard to
I
find.
kind of like try to clean up my inbox a little, and the way Google's set up on this account, it doesn't ca put them all together, so I end up getting like 10 emails on agenda, and I'm like, I don't really. Where's the other stuff that I need to look at?
Besides all the emails that you're getting.
Right.
So,
Do we have a pay scale? Do we have anything like that that we've already got defined in terms of what do we normally pay for this function? Clearly, I'm pretty sure we don't offer any benefits, just pay.
And that I think is what we need to determine. There's like in the job description or the help wanted, whatever you want to call it, I put 20 to 30 hours a month, and it's a position that needs to be done at the office. And as far as a pay scale, I don't know that we've ever really defined that. I'm more concerned that we're able to give somebody enough hours that they're even interested. So, that's kind of the big thing.
Unless you pay a lot per hour.
Right, or you find
Yeah.
somebody that is just looking for that little
Right.
extra, bit of money.
Yeah, and
So,
we
well,
shouldn't
last
like
time.
think that that's not an option. I
Right.
just, my concern is that we get someone in for 6 months.
Right.
And
Right.
you
Right.
just learn it all finally, and then they're like, this isn't worth it.
Right.
So I
Yeah.
think that that's kind of what we have to think about.
Yeah.
Is there an agency that we can utilize instead of going to an individual, and then that agency is then responsible to making sure that work gets done, regardless with whoever.
Yeah.
Well, as far as the pay scale, what you just do is you do a mini job comp study and you look for comparables positions. But it's kind of hard with this because I've done it several times now, and you're often looking at full-time jobs that have benefits
Right.
and they're more, the pay scale is a little higher, and then it's kind of hard to do, but we got a fairly good response from the last posting, which was just a little over a year ago, right?
Yeah, year and a half. Yeah.
Year and a half.
Well, in there somewhere, though.
Yeah, it was fall, I think, of 23.
Yeah. You guys certainly
So
have more
there were
experience.
people looking for part-time jobs,
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want
And
to?
maybe Eileen, when you resend that the job description and the task list out, maybe send the co copy of that I sent you of the page that we had posted on our website for the job posting.
Okay.
So is that the way we did it last time? Just posting on the web page?
We did that. We posted on local Facebook community discussion groups. We sent it to SDAO. We can post jobs on SDAO. And I think that's about it.
I think I put an ad in the little local
Oh,
paper.
we put a short, yeah, I think
Yeah.
we did put a short
Yeah.
ad in the local
And
paper.
I think it ran like twice.
Yeah.
But I
Did
don't
you
think we
get any
got,
response from it?
no, I don't
So
think
there wasn't
so.
any
Well,
real
we
value
don't
in
know.
doing
It's
that.
hard to tell.
Yeah.
But what, we got five applications, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. A couple people, well, I don't read. There was one person from the community.
Right.
I don't
Well,
remember if there was more than
someone
that.
from nearby Beverly Beach or
Yeah. Yeah.
somewhere around there, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there were well, two people that I would have considered.
Yeah, there were some people with quite a bit of bookkeeping experience. No one had QuickBooks, but bookkeeping experience, so.
It's interesting. Do we have any of those contact names still?
We would
Don't
have
know.
them, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't we just give them a little ring and see if they're still interested?
Yeah, that's
Especially
what
the ones we liked.
yeah.
We could, but it should be advertised too, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's the state talking to you, Beth.
Huh?
I said that's the state talking to you. Fortunately, that's not who we are.
I would be more than happy to get this posted on the website if I could, since I now have access to doing stuff on the website, but I might need a little bit of help.
Yeah, I think
Well,
last
and it wouldn't
time.
hurt. I mean, even if we post it, we can still contact those people that applied before and say, hey,
Oh,
we're
yeah.
looking again,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should do both because you never know what you might find.
So who's going to be our contact person for the resumes?
Eileen.
Well, she's our office person, right? Until she quits for good.
Yeah,
Right.
I mean, if I can, I don't care. I'll
That'd be great, Eileen. You have
I
the
think she should
most,
be.
yeah, you have the most information
Yeah.
in, you know, to be able to give people if they have questions, you'd be able to answer their questions. You know, we all would trust that you wouldn't, you know, suggest anybody that you didn't feel good about. You're going to end up having to train them.
Yeah, well, I think we should all look at the resumes, though.
Oh,
Well,
we,
certainly.
yeah, that
Yeah.
has to be a
I'm
board
just saying
decision.
that, you
We
know.
had a matrix and everything we put together last time,
Great.
and
Yeah.
hiring
Great.
matrix, and
That makes it easy.
yeah.
Comes up with the highest score.
You just have to kind of dig that stuff back up.
So we
So.
can look at that maybe
Yeah.
in more detail next meeting. I had a couple just really minor things to add to the or one thing to add to the task lists, and
Okay.
so I'll just put it in an email
Okay.
after we
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I sent it out there is, I mean, if
Yeah.
people want to make some changes or edits or something,
Except that
right?
I
Well, it's
just ignored
largely
all
what
the
we had from
agenda
before.
items because I had given my 2 cents on the agenda, so I'm like, hey, I'm done.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of us here. So, okay. I will resend what I have so you can see it, Teresa. I'll send
Thanks.
it to everybody. So,
Thank you,
yeah,
Eileen.
I found it. You know, I found it in February 5th. That's when you sent it. So it's in
Okay.
the agenda. But you have to click on, at least for me, I had to click on Beth's response to get all the other response because they were all bundled together and that's where the attachments
Right,
were.
that's what Gmail does. You have to click within there sometimes to find
Yeah.
attachments and
There's
other
a little
the
number
thread.
sometimes next to somebody's response
Oh
and
yeah,
that.
I know. I'm just saying that my Gmail doesn't do that. Someone changed that configuration on the Commissioner 5 Gmail. And so it just I just get email, email, email,
Oh,
email,
there's
all the same subject. And I'm, you know, I'd rather have it embedded that I could just go to one and click on through, but I gotta fix it. It's
you
my
could
problem.
reset that.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing that, Eileen, putting that together.
Let's move on.
I agree. Next on the agenda is the use of the community center application wording and changes to consider.
Hey, ladies, I have this cough, so I don't really want to speak to all this. If we can put it off till next month, what I have put a document together that would their proposals for the application that's out there that I would suggest. I can email that all out to you so you can look at it before we meet next month, and then you
That
can
would be
tell
good.
me what you think of my suggestions.
That sounds good.
All righty, there
Sounds
you go.
awesome.
Moving on.
Next is the contract with Northwest Natural Water, Highland. We need a vote on the contract. Does anyone have any qualms about the contract?
I reviewed it, and for the most part, it looks okay. They still didn't get our details and connections and stuff. Tank size are corrected, but I don't know if that matters. Seems to be one of those things that can't get corrected.
Well,
I don't know why my name's in there either, so. Other than that, I'm ready to approve it begrudgingly, but I don't like the price increase, but the contract part of it's fine.
so they upped the insurance from $1 million.
Yeah, 3 million. Well, 1 million per incident, but it's up to 3 million aggregate, I think. So did everyone else look at it?
I looked at it.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Agree. It's they did finally, months later, get things corrected that need to be corrected based on our lawyer's input. So I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Can I get a motion?
That's how enthused we are about it. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
I am going to vote my conscience, and I'm going to vote no.
That's why, Lisa.
So I Eileen,
I'll vote yes.
Teresa,
Well, I want to know why you're voting no, Lisa.
we're in between a rock and a hard place, and I'm just not. I'm when I emailed Peggy about the differences about the tank size and the meters, and she goes, "Oh, that doesn't matter. That doesn't whatever. That you know, it's just the lack of getting things right. I mean, if we're going to pay that much money, I want to have things right. And it wouldn't fly in my work. I mean, you just don't do that. So that's why I'm voting no, is because no matter how many times I want them to change it, they don't. And I'm just,
Frustrated.
yeah, exactly. I'm just like, I'm sorry, but no, I'm not. I'm not. I know we have to do it, but I just don't want to.
I hear you. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. So, Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
Beth,
Yes.
motion passes.
But here's the thing too. At our last meeting, after Teresa, reported about some information she got from the Seal Rock manager, we talked about, maybe looking in the next year, what our alternatives are, and I think we should probably do that so that when a contract comes up for renewal, we might have an alternative and not be between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, and I'm happy to like make those initial engagements, but I'm not sure I can follow up on that big of a project because I consider that a pretty big project to
Yes.
do with also owning the rebuild project.
Yeah, no, I understand and I agree with that. So
But I'm happy to ping those initial people that I got from Seal Rock and just see where that head leads us, and then we can take it from there.
yeah, or maybe one of us other folks could do that so that we can do all the follow through. So we can talk about that another time.
I agree with you though, Kelly. I think we need to look at alternatives. We shouldn't have to be between a rock and a hard place.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, one more thing I wanted to ask though, about going back to Civil West. Did we ever find that consultant of record document that Becky wanted?
Yeah. We did. The one that I found, just to kind of correct everybody, the one that I found was specific to a certain project, and she kicked it back, and then Beth was able to find something that she had, and that's the one that she approved. And it was the one that basically had a 2021 signature date on it, but it's still valid because of some of the contract verbiage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, I think that was the one Kevin had originally sent into her, but it only had his signature, but it
Oh,
didn't have our signature on it. And
okay.
then I found that, and yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Next on the agenda is decision on streamline and who is going to be our accessibility coordinator.
Right, and might I add, what plan do we want to go with? Because our plan updates in April. So we did our training and went over. Well, our first training was more basic on the website, and it went over what's available now on the website for accessibility. And the second training, we went pretty much into the accessibility and reviewed the features there. Since that training, I did a review. There's a screen where when you log into the website and you go to the accessibility, you can see all the list of files and what passes and what doesn't. And you can also see how many views or downloads each document has had as far as files. And I kind of looked through all the different types of documents we put on the website. And so I've got an idea of what things are used more than others. And so that's another thing we need to decide is, at some point here, or keep looking at is going forward, what we start to put our time and energy into making accessible and what we may not even offer anymore because it's too much work to make accessible. But
Yeah.
that's another thing we need to do. But yeah, I would suggest, as far as the accessibility coordinator, that that be assigned to the office person.
I think
That
so.
would be the most consistent, as far as, because they're going to get emails
Yep.
about it, and
Yeah.
we'll have to scope that a little bit in the job description, but yeah.
And
Yeah,
I,
we
it,
might, yeah, put a little bit more about using Word or something. But if someone's good with, formatting documents, they should be able to pick that up.
that makes a lot of sense, Beth. I agree.
And some of our monthly, meeting stuff, the notices and agenda, there's times when, and you got to know, when you look at how many times something's been viewed. Of course, when you upload a document to the website, of course, the person doing that is going to go and check it to make sure they just got the right document up there. So you can take one view off automatically. But after that, in some of our agendas, up to, a lot of them have only 2 to 4 views, but then you have a number that are 9, 11, and 15 views, and the meeting summaries are 5 or 9 or 11 views. Some of our budget documents didn't have many views, and
Beth, can we move on? I'm sorry. It's already 7 and we have quite a few more agenda items to go on. And I think the main thing was who's going to be our accessibility coordinator here.
but also what plan are we going to go with? We
Well,
have to
I
make
think the basic plan was probably the one that we decided we were going to go with. I don't think we need anything more robust than that.
That's
And
what I would recommend.
yeah. Yeah, so I think we just go with the basic plan, and I will incorporate a little bit more verbiage as far as the coordinator into the job description. So,
Great.
okay.
And then Beth, if I can get together with you and just make a format that when I type up the agenda and the summary, they pass. So.
Great. Yeah, actually, I was able to get the you sent the summary out in Pages format, so I had to open it up in an Office app, and I just added a few tags to it, and it passed. When
Do we
I
need to make a motion here?
We need to make a motion to have the Eileen as the accessibility The
office
coordinator.
person.
Office, I think office person, not Eileen.
Office person.
I make a motion that the office person is the accessibility coordinator and that we go with the basic plan for Streamline.
I'll second that.
Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
Beth,
Yes.
motion passes. Next on the agenda is the county clerk regarding elections.
Yeah, so I sent out to everyone the letter that we received, and the form that I copy the form, I sent it back to them. So position 1, 4, and 5 are going to be on the ballot for this May.
Why five?
What?
Why is there five?
Well, it's in the letter. For any position where there is a vacancy or an appointment and the term will not expire until 2027, it must go on the 2025 ballot for a 2-year unexpired term.
Okay, so we'll put Teresa up as
Teresa will have to file to
I'll
run.
file. Okay.
Yeah, or well, she doesn't have to.
Yeah, you
Or
could just write me in.
yeah.
Well, that's how I'm here.
You could do a write-in. But yeah, that's the same when we switched from Buzz to Dana, that there was a
Makes
ballot thing there.
sense.
There was.
If there's a lot of time left on the term, it makes sense that it should go for
Yeah, if
election.
it's within the time when there's enough, because we have the elections go every 2 years and it rotates between the positions. But if there's 2-year unexpired, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. But that happened last time between Buzz and Dana. Buzz resigned and we appointed Dana, but he had to run for the election.
So position 1 and position 4 will be for another 4 years, and position 5 is just the 2-year one.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Correct.
Can I ask if position 1 and position 4, is that you, Lisa?
I'm position 1.
Oh, okay.
Beth is 4.
Okay. Are y'all gonna throw your hat in the ring again? No, I mean seriously, because if you're not, we would kind of want to know that ahead of time so we could maybe be recruiting
Recruit.
to get.
Yeah, you probably should recruit because I'm not going to.
Really?
Oh.
Well, we're gonna miss you, Al.
I'll
Absolutely.
certainly help, and you can, call on me at any time, and I'll try to come to the meetings, but
Yeah, I
or
understand.
you can appoint me as a special consultant or form a committee that and put me on a committee or something. I don't know, but yeah, it would be time to recruit.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay. I gotcha. It's a big job and you take on so much. So I appreciate everything you've done. I respect your decision and we'll start looking to talk to people about maybe joining the board.
Yeah, thanks, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth.
More thanks than I could possibly communicate. Okay.
Moving on, guys. Teresa's sick.
Am
Can
right.
tell.
Do we need any other additional meetings in February?
No.
Okay. Follow-up
Moving
task
on.
for January meeting. No, okay. Audit results, discuss deficiencies and vote on plan of action.
We, well, it looked good to me. What,
The plan. Yep, me too.
yep. I think that's kind of a automatic. It's recommended by the auditor. I don't think we've ever changed that.
No, it's pretty
No.
boilerplate.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess here's another thing. Eileen, when Beth leaves, would you consider becoming the treasurer again?
Oh, sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was that kind of was in the back of my mind. Yeah. So,
Awesome.
yeah. But now, obviously, if you can't, so Beth, when would your term be up then?
June 30th.
I'm sorry, June 30th?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, if we can't find anybody, I really can't be the treasurer because I'm also doing
Conflict of
this.
interest, right? We
Yeah,
have to fill that office role before June.
so,
Right.
okay. So, Beth, do you want to fill out an application?
I love it, Eileen. Awesome.
Exactly. That's perfect.
I'll train you. I can train you.
20 hours a month, that would probably be less than what I'm spending now, huh?
For sure, it would be.
Much less than what.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And you'd get paid.
Yeah, hey, on top of that bonus. Good
plug, Eileen.
I'd have to use QuickBooks, and I don't think I like QuickBooks.
Well, with all this bad press about QuickBooks, is there any way that we can change our bookkeeping format?
I asked Peter that, and I asked, is there anything comparable? And he says, not really for the money. I mean, we'd spend thousands of dollars for, there's good accounting software out there, but it's not,
Yeah, it's way more
expensive.
robust.
Yeah. Way
Yeah.
more robust and way more spendy than we would want, probably. But I figured Peter might have run into something I was hoping, but no, he said nope.
No.
There isn't anything out there that he
Yeah.
knows of.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Next on the agenda is the budget committee process, recruiting members, and setting schedules.
yeah, so I haven't got around to talking to anybody.
I talked to
I
Pat
have.
Anderson. She said she'd be on it.
Pat Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can ask Joni.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I got a couple ideas. I'll talk to them. And so as far as what the board has to do is we have to appoint our budget officer. And then we appoint the committee, the citizen committee people, once we get some willing participants.
Okay. Do we need to do that now, Beth, or should we February, March?
Do which now?
Appoint the
We can. The budget officer, we can appoint that. We can't appoint the committee before we have a committee.
Right.
Is the officer what Joni did last year?
No, it's what Eileen basically did, kind
Oh,
of Eileen and I together, but
okay.
Eileen was the official budget officer.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones who put together the proposed budget and the budget message.
Got it.
They you know that as far as who presides over the budget meetings, that's up to the whole budget committee And since Joni volunteered to do it several years ago, we thought that was great.
Yeah, no, she does a great job with it.
Yeah,
She
yeah.
did a nice job.
She has experience being a facilitator, so
Right.
quite good.
I'll do it again this year. That's fine. If you guys want to appoint me, I can do it. So,
Okay, I'll make a motion to appoint Eileen, and I'll certainly try to help.
yeah. Well. Yeah, if I can get one more year of help out of you, Beth, on this, that would be wonderful. So,
Well, you could get more than that, but
yeah.
too.
Okay.
So it's not, I'm
Awesome.
not planning to go anywhere, so.
Okay. I didn't think you would.
I second Beth's motion for Eileen to be the budget officer, budget committee officer.
I second.
No. Teresa just seconded.
Oh, okay.
Beth made the motion.
Okay. Got it. So, Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. We don't have any special ordinances. Or special order of businesses. We do have a resolution adopting the budget corrected resolution 2024-28. Does anyone have any questions on that?
Nope. I Teresa, I mean Lisa and I both sign it, correct?
Yes. Well, that's, yeah, I think your name is on there. Yeah. Yeah, I
Yeah,
saw
as
when I
board
brought the name up.
secretary usually does the attest. Yeah, we missed that, so
Yep.
last year
Yep.
it looked the same as the year before, but we didn't do a transfer the year before, so
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm always doing that, looking at what you did one, a previous year and comparing it, because usually that works pretty good, but in this case,
Yep.
oops.
Yeah.
We missed that $15,000 transfer, so that was,
Yeah. The numbers were all the same. It's just, yeah,
yeah.
anyways. That's good. All good.
Okay.
So do we have to vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. We don't have to make a motion to vote on it, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm going to motion that we vote on the resolution 2024-28.
I'll second that.
Lisa? Yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Is there any public comments? No. Is there any board member comments? I have
Well,
one tiny one.
okay.
Well, since Beth is leaving us, I think we should put our vacancy on the website. That way we are recruiting. For the next, we want,
Yeah.
we have an empty seat, so.
Sure.
Well, we should put up the elections. I mean, that three seats will be up for election, three board positions.
Yeah, and one board member is stepping down, so it will be it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, anybody,
Well,
if they're
right.
An
Doesn't
elector
really
of the
matter.
district, they can run. So,
I know.
all the number of votes they get.
Yeah, if anyone wants to take it over, fine.
Hey.
I'm not leaving. I'm just saying if people want to vote me out of the office, they can. Won't be hurt. Okay, maybe a little.
Okay, I think that's a good idea to put up that there's three seats coming up for.
For election.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Does anyone else have anything else to say?
No, well, only that, last year I wanted to have a dinner for all the budget committee people and then Pat wouldn't be around, Eileen wouldn't be around, and then My guest got COVID and I started my meds and it just never happened. So I would hope maybe that for our first meeting, we might be able to meet in the community center and I could cook everybody a dinner and serve it.
Kelly.
Are you talking about March, Kelly?
Yeah. About March, I'm assuming that's when we first meet as a budget committee. That's the only
Oh,
time.
for first budget committee meeting. Gotcha. I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, no, first budget committee. Because it's the only guarantee that everybody will be around.
Well, and quite the incentive for anyone that wants to be on the budget committee. Kelly's
Right,
going
we
to cook
can
for
put
you.
that in our
Yeah,
recruitment.
exactly.
Free dinner. Okay, and
Like
I just
it.
want to thank everybody for everything that they do. It's just such a demanding job anyway, but now it's even more so, and I just really appreciate all your hard work a lot.
Well, Kelly, we appreciate what you do too. So,
Yes, we do.
yes, we do.
And I appreciate your encouragement always.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can I ask one more question?
Just one.
Did anybody note what time the meeting started for my notes?
6:02.
6:02. 6:02. Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
No.
If not, I'm going to stop the recording and we're going to adjourn at 7:18 p.m. and our next board meeting is on March 11th at 6 p.m.
All right, ladies. Thank you. All
All right. Feel better, Teresa.
Yay.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
You too,
everyone.
Kelly.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Thank you.
Good night.